So welcome back to the School Broadcasting Network's 2011 International Youth Awards. We've had some amazing performances today. We've seen some fantastic talent, heard heartfelt messages, and on global and environmental issues all around, from all around the country. Now the judges have been deliberating and have made, probably are still making, a very difficult decision to pick a winner amongst all those finalists that we've seen today, and that will be announced at the end of today's proceedings. We do, however, have the Youth Awards, and this recognises individual finalists and talent for their contribution, and there's a number of fantastic people in two categories that we need to recognise today who will be awarded the Youth Award for 2011. So the finalists are in the 8 to 12 group. Pavan Raj Gowda is 11 years old from California, USA. He's a published children's author at 11 years, a passionate environmentalist, founder of a non-profit charity, Green Kids Now Incorporated, which aims to help youth around the world to raise awareness of environmental issues and to learn to innovate to be leaders. This means that all programs and services and ideas originate from children, and it's implemented in schools and local communities by children. So a very inspiring individual. The next finalist we have is Holly Torjal, who is 7.5 years old from Australia. Now, she saw a documentary on Bengal tigers and decided that something had to be done about them. Now, with the support of her parents and her school, Holly organised a Krispy Kreme fundraiser to help save the tigers, and she raised $1,003 to put towards the cause. So a fantastic effort from just one 7.5-year-old. The next finalist we have is Zoe Sibbins, 6.5 years old from Australia, who we saw earlier in that fantastic video. She has become an ambassador for the welfare of endangered animals and in particular the palm oil industry on the orangutans. Zoe initiated her own research into food products and palm oil labelling and started a campaign to amongst her schoolmates, families and friends, encouraging them to avoid products that use palm oil. Another finalist we have is Mia Visenju. Now, she's been a passionate school leader and proactive community organiser to raise awareness of sustainability and social issues amongst both students and adults. In 2011, Mia was appointed chairperson of Natasha Stott Despoja's litter campaign and formed the company Craft Caterpillars to produce environmentally friendly products. Fantastic work, Mia. Another finalist we have is Megan Kennedy, 11 years old, also from Australia, who grew up with her family involvement in Jane Goodall's Roots and Shoots program and activities that are caring for animals, the environment and the community. But in recent years, Megan has also taken initiative and shown leadership to inspire her peers and the community. Also a finalist in this category, there are so many amazing people contributing work to this category, is Ibrahim and Michael Schreiber. They're 12 years old from Australia. Kasim and Michael partnered with the Victorian Police and their New and Emerging Communities Liaison Officer to organise a family fun day and barbecue involving the community where students participated in a soccer match against the police. They have regular meetings with the police and share stories of police work and are putting together a presentation of their video at a workshop. Other finalists include the 2011 Green Lane Diary Heroes. The primary school classes and individuals all leading the way to create a positive and sustainable future. Green Cross Australia thinks this team of inspiring kids deserve recognition for leading by example and spreading the word that everyday actions do to make a difference. We need to continue to celebrate the actions of people who will create and lead our future. Also on the list is Molly Horn, 12 years old, from Australia, who has shown leadership qualities and skills which are inspirational at the Patch Primary School. She's been very active in the launch of the recent Songlines project, which showcased the children's own music, artwork and story for the school's tree trail. And finally, the last finalist in this category is Ebony Lawrence. My goodness, so much talent in this category. 12 years old from Australia. Ebony has shown leadership qualities in representing the Patch Primary School in many ways. She's a member of the Young Environmental Protectors at school, and this involves being in charge of recycling bins, weekly reporting at assembly, and teaching the younger students the importance of recycling and environmental protection. And finally, the last finalist in this category is Liam O'Keefe. 12 years old from Australia, who has shown excellent leadership and interest in sustainable world development. He has represented the Patch Primary School in many ways, particularly at World Environment Day, Close the Gap Day, and special activities such as Leadership Day and the Garden Environmental Tours. He does demonstrate a maturity beyond his years in a holistic approach and commitment to environmental education. So a big congratulations to all of those finalists for reaching that status in the category. So I'd like to invite Peter Elliott up to the microphone to announce the winner in the category of the Youth Awards for those under 13 years.
Winner under 12 girl, Mia Visenju.
I'd like to thank everyone for this great honour. I've had the absolutely amazing experience to go to Bentley West Primary School, and I've had the opportunity to work with Mrs. Leonie Brown, who is really one of the reasons I'm here where I am. I'd like to thank my amazing family, who's always there for me, and my friends who are always there to support me. Thank you.
Winner under 12 boy, Pavan Rajgauda.
I'm just going to speak on behalf very briefly of Pavan Rajgauda, who's actually in USA. And because of the link problems we've had today, we had hoped that that we would be able to have some of the winners speaking to you via a go-to meeting, which hasn't happened, unfortunately. I believe he's probably listening via streaming, and we just want to say his effort is incredible for an 11-year-old boy, absolutely incredible. To have started his own not-for-profit foundation by the time he is 11, and to be working in schools around his local community, when in fact his own school does not support him. So he's gone out of his own school and he's gone to other schools. Amazing. So I just want to say congratulations. He is amazing. And he was actually part of our youth conference that we launched SBN online, and he spoke brilliantly as an 11-year-old boy. He's quite amazing. So I just want to say a big congratulations, and he will be having his award posted to him.
Big congratulations to me and Pavan for that fantastic award. Now, we also have the age group of 13 to 18 years, and again, a whole host of finalists, which I'll quickly run through. We have Paris Rains, who's 16 years old from Australia, and is an environmental educator, writer, filmmaker, and public speaker. Going to the website named Climate Girl, Paris is a Billabong Environment Ambassador, Environment Week Ambassador, and champion for Living Ocean. At 13, Paris launched her website, www.climategirl.com.au, to engage children and youth to learn about the environment. And Climate Girl is now on Twitter and Facebook. So some amazing initiatives that these young people are getting out there. Joshua Rubin is 15 years old from Australia and has shown outstanding leadership in environmental issues. He's a member of the school's Student Representative Council and the college's environmental group, Green Machine. Josh has been involved in projects such as giving students a voice in decisions, such as putting a fridge in the VCE Centre. Very important, Josh, well done. Are part of connecting students to the environment via the newly formed wetlands as well. Now, also on the list is Molly Supple, 16 years old from Australia, who is a student leader in and can always be counted on to voice her opinion and support. She's a vital member of Bentley Secondary College's Green Machine Environmental Awareness Group and has always helped within the community. Another finalist in this amazing category is Kimberly Pelosis, who's 18 years old from Australia, who's been an exceptional school leader with the ability to focus on what needs doing. She has chaired weekly environmental meetings and has represented the student body at various environmental and community conferences. Another finalist is Emma Bristoff, 17 years old from Australia, who is an active member of the school community and continuously goes out of her way to assist those in need and improve school conditions. Emma has demonstrated great leadership skills by assisting fellow students in whatever she can and is eager to continuously improve her school and life conditions. Isabella Simone-Toms is another finalist, 15 years old from Australia, who has a passion for our planet, not seen in many people, even those years older than herself. She has gotten her entire family to reduce their footprint by substantial amounts, and her personal ecological footprint has been reduced by 75%. Sorry, anyone can do it. Her dedication to inspiring her peers and creating positive change through Ausgreen's program is outstanding. Another finalist is Alara Pattinson, 18 years old, from Australia. As a young Indigenous woman, she's an amazing role model in the Bendigo community. Alara is a 1X scholarship recipient and has just completed year 12 and has applied to attend university to study music. Alara is extremely proud of her Aboriginal culture and is very committed to promoting and heightening awareness of it in the community at large. She has a key role in the Gecko Project, leading students as they work to create cultural workshops, which are then presented to students at three primary schools. Another finalist is Tiana Spence, 17 years old. Change It Up is an initiative that the Foundation for Young Australians and aims to energise and engage young people aged 16 to 19 years in regional and rural parts of Australia who have an interest in sparking change. Tiana participated in Change It Up Rockhampton in October last year. Another finalist is Brooke Snow, 17 years old, from Australia. Brooke's idea was to partner with the Atherton Lions Club and others to introduce as many students as possible to the local community organisations in the area. So she envisioned a program called Community Connect, and her plan is to assign students from each level in a school community group. And another finalist is Ali Amud and Adam Alamud. It's a joint entry, 17 years old, from Australia. Ali and Adam's ideas were to open a cafe in the mornings before school and provide healthy food for students in a safe environment. They proposed to partner with the Granville RSL and a local cafe who would assist the students to manage the cafe and provide training in food preparation. Pretty amazing stuff. Now, we also had Thea Depler-Depold, 17 years old, from Australia, who had the idea to institute an ongoing partnership between her school and the CARA, an accommodation facility for disabled children, that would see students from Westminster School volunteer their time to go on camps with CARA's special needs people, providing assistance and company to both the kids and their carers. We also had Amna, 13 years old, and Mariam Arain, 14 years, from Australia, who had the idea to set up a bike bus with their partner Bicycle Victoria for their school. This was similar in concept to a walking bus and thus provided a safe way for students to ride to school together. They wanted to promote healthy and active lifestyles at their school, as many of their classmates come from large, inactive families. So you can see just the diversity of ideas that are out there that our youth are putting out. Hamza Dedi is 16 years old, from Australia, and has impressed with his commitment to helping his community to engage with social and sporting opportunities in his local area. Hamza is a member of the Urdu-speaking community in Faulkner and attends Darul Uloom College, a local college with a high number of students from migrant or refugee backgrounds. Deepak Udayan is 17 years, from India, also a finalist, and was just 9 years old and orphaned when he came to Udayanagar Sunshine Home in 2004. Udayanagars are long-term shelters managed by the Udayanagar Care, which nurture children who are orphaned and abandoned. Since then, he's gritted out his own destiny through finding work and excelling at study, raising money and building support programs for other orphaned children. Another finalist is Ms. Selma Udayan, a courageous teenager, and has not let adverse circumstances steal her innocence and determination to transform her life. Selma also came to Udayanagar Sunshine Home in New Delhi in 2007. With love and care at the family, the Sunshine Home, Selma grew into the confident 16-year-old that she is today, even getting invited to the prestigious women's conference in 2010. And our final finalist in this category is Ellie Robertson, 15 years old, from Australia. There's so many great talent in this category, who's made a remarkable effort to help save the remaining individuals at Leadbeater's Possum since the Black Saturday bushfires almost wiped them out for the second time in history. With the help of an endangered species team at Healesville Sanctuary, Ellie and her friends established Helping Endangered Leadbeater's Possums Group, a group that volunteers time to provide shelter, food and safe habitat for the remaining tiny marsupials. So you can see just the amazing wealth of diversity and experience and passion with this, that is within this category. And I'd like to invite Peter Elliott back to the microphone to read out the winner of this category. Peter.
Winner, 13 to 18-year-old girl. Two equal winners. Selma Udayan in India and Tiana Spence from Rockhampton in Queensland.
Again, unfortunately, because of our technical hitch, we can't get either of them on the line, but I'm fairly sure they're both listening. So I just want to say, wow, it was amazing to see. It's just explained that our judging panel is actually made up of four young people and four of the executive between Ausgreen and SBN. So four adults, four young people were judging this category. So the young people were judging the older ones and the older ones were judging the younger ones. And it was these lovely women were just amazing. And it was quite clear through across the board that through all the different judging that they were thought very highly of. So a big congratulations to both of them, and obviously their awards will be posted to them.
I want to telegraph. I want to reaffirm all of the Vianne has just said. 13 to 18-year-old boy. Joint entry, Ali Mahmood and Adam Alamad from New South Wales.
G'day there, guys. How are you? Ali and Adam wish they could be here, but they live in New South Wales and we couldn't get them over here, but they have given me a few things to say on their behalf. First of all, they're extremely honoured. They'd also like to acknowledge their NAB School's first teammates and peers. First of all, Thea and, of course, Brooke Snow and Kasim and Michael, who have come in from Rivergum here today. Good to see you guys. And Amna and Maryam from Al Sirat Islamic College. They've all worked quite closely together. So just to give you a very brief background, my name's Shabi Ibrahim. I represent the Foundation for Young Australians and also the NAB Schools First program. One of the real key initiatives that we're driving at the moment through both organisations is the NAB Schools First Student Award. And you may have noticed that quite a few of the finalists were involved in that program. And specifically from Ali and Adam, who have sent through a couple of notes that they'd like to make. First of all, thank you to SBN for this Youth Leadership Award. They are truly humbled and honoured to receive this award. Very sorry they couldn't be here today. It's a great honour for them to receive this because they've felt for quite some time that their school gets quite a bit of negative press. Of course, that's Granville Boys School out in New South Wales. And they're doing everything they can in their community to once again build that reputation right back up. Ali and Adam say this would not have been possible without the support of their principal, Mrs. O'Brien, and hard work from Mrs. Rodriguez, their hospitality teacher. They wouldn't be here without the continued commitment from their community partners, the Granville RSL and Cafe Emporium. And also a big thank you to NAB and the Foundation for Young Australians. Very finally, they'd like to thank all the finalists who made it here today, and they wish you all the best in your youth-led initiatives. And they're truly impressed and humbled to be a winner of this award. So thank you very much. And finally, they want to thank Mr. Luck, their barista trainer also. Thank you.
And I'd just like to wrap this up to say congratulations to all those finalists. It's a hard job being a judge. They were all brilliant and they're all worthy of awards. And I just want us to remember that this is the marginally better of absolutely outstanding young people all over the place. Thank you.
Now, one other award that we need to present is the Leadership in Indigenous Awareness. So the top finalist for the School Broadcasting Network International Youth Award and the Indigenous Youth Award for 2011, the winner is Alara Patterson.
On behalf of the Banks Environmental Foundation, we're very proud to be sponsoring this award. I'd like to say that we have been working with the federal government on one of our categories, which is the Indigenous Excellence in Environment and with Caring for Country. And I think we have so much to learn from our Indigenous people. I think we forget. And we're just really excited. We've been running this award for 6 years now, and the amount of work that the Indigenous population in Australia is doing for the environment is we should all really be proud of and really learn from them. But I'm especially proud to present this to Alara. Congratulations.
Just before Alara speaks, because we're about to run out of broadcast time, I want to explain that we were so impressed with the entry that we've jumped in a year. We were planning to launch the International Indigenous Awards actually next year. So Alara is the inaugural winner. Next year we will be extending the award into Indigenous cultures all around the world. So stay tuned.
Wow, this is a great honour. I'm really, blown away by this. Over the past 2 years, I've been involved in the Bendigo Indigenous Homework Centre, where I've really enjoyed being a friend and a mentor to the other students. It's been really fun getting to know all the other students and spending my Wednesday afternoons with them every week. The Homework Centre, I studied really hard over year 11 and 12, and I really encourage the other students to do the same, as school is quite an important thing to do. The kids from the Homework Centre have become like a family to me, as we've worked together on projects such as the Inside Out project. Some of the younger kids designed some dresses for Ag Art, which is part of the Elmore Field Days, and some of them won, and that was really fantastic. So I modelled one of those dresses, and that was awesome. Another really important part of the Homework Centre was we did the Gecko Ed program, which is where we worked with some of the students from La Trobe in Bendigo, and we came up with some activities to take around to primary schools, and it was to teach other people about Aboriginal culture. It was really awesome because not only other people were learning about our culture, but we were also learning more about it ourselves. I'd like to thank one of our elders, Ani Swangain, because she was a fantastic help and probably wouldn't have been so successful without her. Lastly, I'd like to thank Heather Jones, who has supported and believed in me ever since I started at Bendigo Senior Secondary College in year 11. She's been an amazing influence on me and has always pushed me to strive for my best. I'd like to thank my mum, Sue Briggs, who has always believed in me. And I'd like to be a huge thanks for her because she helped me through year 12. She was like my slave. And lastly, I'd like to thank the Banksia Environmental Foundation for sponsoring this award. It's such a great honour, and I'd like to encourage everyone to strive for their best and really just do as well as you can. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening, and for more information, go to sbnonline.org. or www.mn.net. We'd love to hear from you.
Email us your ideas and messages to info@wwmn.net.